I've been living in Mayo, where the pipeline is coming in, and I've met with the people whose lives have been seriously, who are being seriously affected, and it's an absolute disgrace. No consultation process for the people of Ireland to actually decide whether or not they want their lives jeopardised by this pipeline. There's also people being put in prison because they don't want a pipeline going through their garden. It's absolutely horrendous. It's now a law in Ireland if a corporation such as Shell wants to go through your home that they can do it, and if you don't let them do it, you go to prison. And this kind of insanity would be the same kind of thing as McDonald's coming up to your front room and going, "We want to open McDonald's in your front room. Get out. And if you don't get out, you can just go to prison." I mean, it's obscene. And there are so many other forms of fuel which could be used. And we're just becoming very, very, I don't know, we could just do so much better. And this is wonderful to see. It's a worldwide support, isn't it? There's a thing going on today all over the world. People are supporting this action. And it's absolutely brilliant to see this. It's brilliant. Yeah.
I'm here because I'm basically against Shell and its developments and the impact that it has in the countries that it goes into. So like in Northern Ireland and also in Nigeria, terrible environmental consequences and basically kicking people off the land and destroying their environments.
Live in a small world, so you've got to bring the message right in front of people, right in front of their faces to see how they react. Why not? Do people care? I mean, the irony is you've got people driving their cars past us and they're all using the oil, and people like Shell get out of the ground. So, we live pretty insulated lives, I guess.